Lesson 1. Monsters of the Deep. The Pacific Ocean is huge, but what we see, of course, is only the top. Underneath, over a half a mile down, is another world. It is the dark and watery home of the giant squid. These unusual creatures spend their whole lives there. So let us explore deep in the Pacific Ocean, near the northeast coast of New Zealand, and learn something of these strange animals. Scientists come to this area to study giant squid because they know it is a good spot. Sperm whales, which feed on squid, live here the year round. From one of their vessels, the scientists can see the great whales coming up to breathe. They are huge marine creatures, 80 feet in length and weighing up to 60 tons. After they fill their lungs with air, they can go without breathing for up to an hour. This gives them plenty of time to dive deep underwater in their hunt for giant squid. As its name suggests, the giant squid is an enormous creature. Although none have ever been seen alive, scientists have examined dead ones washed up on shore. The giant squid may grow to be 60 feet long when it is an adult. Its body is shaped like a cylinder, with two fins at the tail end. It uses them for swimming. It can put on an extra burst of speed by swallowing water and shooting it out through an opening in its tail. The jet of water rushing out pushes the giant squid forward. This curious creature has two long, waving tentacles growing out of its head. Each one has rows of hooks that can dig in deep. The squid uses them to grab fish, crabs, turtles, smaller squid, and anything else that swims within its reach. The squid also has 8 arms to help stuff whatever it catches into its mouth. Then its powerful jaws go to work. They are shaped like a parrot's beak. Anything a giant squid grasps has little chance of getting away. The most unusual feature of a squid is its eyes. They are the size of dinner plates. The squid lives far down in the ocean where there is only a small amount of light. In the darkness, the squid's large eyes give it good eyesight. It can probably see a sperm whale before the whale comes close enough to attack. This helps the squid escape. Scientists have looked at scars on sperm whales. They believe these were caused by the beaks of giant squid. This tells them that a sperm whale's attack may not always be fatal for the giant squid. The scientists use a small submarine called Deep Rover to explore for squid. This boat can dive to 3,300 feet. It has powerful lights and 4 cameras. The scientists aboard Deep Rover hope to take the first pictures of a living giant squid. They would love to be able to film a fight between a whale and a giant squid, but this is not very likely. Instead, what we may see on our television screens is the first close look at a giant squid with its huge eyes staring at us out of the darkness.